Jesus God would agree is this, that prince's subjects cannot be true, but still the devil hath some of his, will play their parts whatsoever ensue, forgetting what a grievous thing it is to offend the anointed king. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. In Scotland is a bonny king, as proper a youth as need to be, well given to every happy thing that can be in a king to see. Yet that unlucky country still hath people given to crafty will. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. On Whitsun Eve it so befell, a posset was made to give the king, whereof his lady nurse had tell, and that it was a poisoned thing. She cried and called it piteously, now help or else the king shall die. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. One Brown that was an Englishman, and heard the lady's piteous cry, out with his sword and bestirred him then, out of the doors in haste to fly. But all the doors were made so fast, out of a window he got at last. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. He met the bishop coming fast, having the posset in his hand. The sight of Brown made him aghast, who bade him stoutly stay and stand. With him were two that ran away, for fear that Brown would make a fray. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Bishop, quoth Brown, what hast thou there? Nothing at all, my friend, said he, but a posset to make the king good cheer, is if so said Brown, that will I see. First I will have thyself begin, before thou go any further in, be it weal or woe, it shall be so, this makes a sorrowful hi-ho. The bishop said, Brown, I do know, thou art a young man, poor and bare, livings on thee I will bestow. Let me go on, take thou no care. No, no, quoth Brown, I will not be a traitor for all Christianity. Hap well or woe, it shall not be so. Drink now with a sorrowful hi-ho. The bishop drank, and by, his belly burst, and he fell down. A just reward for his traitory, this was a posset indeed, quoth Brown. He searched the bishop, and found the keys, to come to the king when he did please. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. As soon as the king got word of this, he humbly fell upon his knee, and praised God that he did miss to taste of that extremity. For that he did perceive and know his clergy would betray him so. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Alas, he said, unhappy realm, my father and godfather slain, my mother banished, oh, extreme, unhappy fate and bitter bane, and now like treason wrought for me, what more unhappy realm can be? Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. The king did call his nurse to his grace, and gave her £20 a year, and trusty Brown to in like case, benighted him with gallant gear, and gave him livings great, for doing such a manly feat, as he did show to the bishop's woe, which made a sorrowful hi-ho. when all this treason done and past took not effect of traitory, another treason at the last they sought against his majesty, how they might make their king away by a privy banquet on a day. Alas for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Whereat they meant to sell the king beyond the seas, it was decreed. Three noble earls heard of this thing, and did prevent the same with speed. For a letter came with such a charm, that they should do their king no harm. For further woe, if they did so, which made a sorrowful hi-ho. The Earl of Morton told the Douglas then, take heed you do not offend the king, but show yourselves like honest men, obediently in everything. For his godmother will not see her noble child misused to be with any woe, for if it be so, she will make a sorrowful hi-ho. God grant our subjects may be true in England, Scotland, and everywhere, that no such danger may ensue to put the prince or state in fear, that God the highest king may see obedience as it ought to be in wealth or woe. God grant it be so to avoid the sorrowful hi-ho.